After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir, for your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look towards heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And Abram believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. Genesis 15:1-6. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Luke 1:39-56.
Abram, who would later become Father Abraham, received a word from God in a vision. Even though Abram was well advanced in years, God made a covenant with him and with his offspring, and promised him and his wife a son. This covenant was for the increase of a nation, one that would come from Abram's own family. God called himself Abram's shield and reward. Mary understood that the birth of her son was the fulfillment of God's covenant to Abraham and to his offspring forever. Jesus' new covenant was established by the breaking of his own body, using it to shield all of Abram's true descendants from the wrath of God. Because of King Jesus, we no longer have to fear the wrath that was rightly directed toward us. Instead, we are given the blessing of being part of God's covenant family through the work of Jesus on our behalf. Questions to consider. Who made a covenant with Abram? Aside from Abram, who else did God make the covenant with? How is Jesus' new covenant the fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles. Produced by Rock Solid Refuge.